All right, today we're going to look at Black Adam. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has a new movie coming out soon called Black Adam. The world needs a hero. It got Black Adam. So we're going to look at this movie a little bit based on a comic book, which I've never read. And the movie's not out yet, so I've never seen it. I saw a trailer, pretty interesting stuff in that trailer. But first, let's look at The Rock. Now, there's his ex-wife named Danny, who seems to have male bone structure, crossing the legs, covered in muscle as well. More muscular than most men out there. Masculine face. This one kind of speaks for itself. Now, this might actually be the Black Adam. Now, that's some pretty serious crossing of the legs. I'm not sure if I could even do that. You got to be well-trained to do that. But see, there's no female cue angle. Shoulders wider than the hips. So even though this is a very muscular person, it's still important to look at the bone structure to determine the actual sex of this specimen. Now, apparently, this is The Rock's manager. Produces a lot of the films and stuff. Ex-wife, but still the manager. The handler, maybe. Maybe this is the brains and the brawn behind the entire operation. Kind of reminds me of my hairline. Now here's The Rock's, what do you think? Is that a son or a daughter? There's a photo when it has makeup on. It might fool some of the idolatrous, brainwashed masses out there. But those who know how to use their brain and look with their eyes, those who have unplugged from the matrix even just a little bit, should easily be able to determine that that is a man. And let's just do the kiss test. Would you want to kiss that person? If you're a man, I think you'd feel a little bit queasy getting too close to that person. Oh, no. Oh, I've actually been sick with food poisoning most of this week, and this... This is not helping. I'm feeling a little queasy. Oh! Luckily, I've got my puke bucket nearby. I should have warned you. Sorry about that. I forgot to give the puke bucket warning. Male abdomen. There's a very good example of a male abdomen and torso. Male hips with the hand on the hips. Very good example of that right there. Muscle and fitness. Hers. No explanation needed. There's Danny, otherwise known as Daniel. We'll take a look at the book of Daniel today, The Rock. And they're always making history, right? Women making history. Well, this is not a woman. The XFL, the X-Men, right? These are the X-Men, the new race of androgyne. This is the Adam Cadmon, the Black Adam. It's a new era of football. It's the new era, the new age. The new world. The phoenix is rising. No, I think the phoenix has already risen. The phoenix is here. Just like the scorpion, right? The scorpion king. We see that in Revelation 9. The scorpion king. The rock with the sword. What's he cutting off with that sword? That one kind of looks like a superhero too, right? These are superheroes. The men of renown. The legends of old. That one likes to put the hand on the hips. I wonder why. Yeah, see, there's the daughter caking on the makeup and the wig. And there's The Rock that, with his huge muscular body, but this feminine girly face. You know what I mean? Something's not quite right. These people aren't even human, man. Now, how about this one? Who's the man? Who's the woman? Why does The Rock have such a girly face? Supposedly 6'5", half black, half Samoan, from a family of pro wrestlers, former wrestler himself, former professional football player. Now, how about this photo here? On the left, is that a girl or a boy? I showed that photo to my wife. She said, oh, that's a girl. But that's actually Dwayne, never mind the Johnson, as a young child. Kind of reminds me of Obama a little bit. Maybe he's Indonesian. Something strange going on in Indonesia. Something strange going on with his parents, his mother as well, right? These people are coming out of a lab or something. just doesn't add up. It's not normal. There's his son, Simon. Now, this is from one of those look-alike websites. I guess they kind of look alike. I think The Rock looks a lot more like Chaz Bono. Cher's son. Rocking the Chaz Bono look a little bit as a youngster. The fanny pack, otherwise known as the tranny pack. Look at those little fingers, too. See? Gender is between your ears and not between your legs, according to Chaz Bono, who does look a lot like The Rock. Now, see this photo here, that does not look like a 15-year-old, and I'm not even sure that's The Rock. This photo comes up on a search of The Rock. I just don't know. Those shoulders are kind of almost too broad, you know what I mean? Now, it's difficult to tell if there's really scar tissue on the breasts or not, or if The Rock has done some breast removal surgery. So let's ask the doctor what he thinks. It's always important to trust the experts.
Celebrities you didn't know had plastic surgery, part one. Throughout his entire stint with the WWE, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson was self-conscious of his gynecomastia, otherwise known as man boobs. So in 2005, he reportedly underwent surgery to reduce them. Man boobs.
Okay, so according to the doctor, Dwayne, never mind the Johnson, has had breast removal surgery, which is something that FTMs do. So we got photos of The Rock looking like a little girl. Looks a lot like Chaz Bono, a well-known FTM. And he had breast removal surgery. And he's got a funny, feminine-looking face. And his muscle development is not normal male muscle development. It is based on testosterone, steroids, or some kind of bioengineering. That's not just a guy going to the gym. And he's the highest paid movie star in the world. And he's Black Adam. So do the math, make your own conclusions. And there's The Rock expressing his true authentic self. Maybe he's been doing a little tea. Induces typically masculine physical traits while suppressing typically feminine ones. Is that what's going on here? A little bit of testosterone. Now here's his new wife, otherwise known as a transvestite. It was also another androgyne. Now this one, the wife is always putting the hand on the stomach. I'm not sure what that's all about. It's kind of interesting. We see it here, we see it there, we see it everywhere. Many photos like this. And not sure what that's all about. But his new wife is also very similar to the old wife, just not as muscular, but similar bone structure, similar features in the face. And now he's got his own hand on his stomach. But you don't see too many photos of The Rock being all fat and pregnant and stuff like that. So I don't know if The Rock's having the babies, but I don't know what it means. It could be the hidden hand thing of the Masons, all that kind of stuff. So there's the tattoo of the bull horns, and of course this goes way back to the ancient world with the horned gods and goddesses, the golden calf, right? The bull horns, the gods and goddesses of the ancient world always had these horns. You got the horns of Daniel. Under Armour, that corporate logo there, that's the androgyne sign. You see them wearing that a lot. And there's the androgyne and the bull horn. And the bullhorn tattoo, the beast. Now, I did a video on The Rock before, and YouTube shut my entire channel down where I said he was an FTM, and that was like maybe 4 years ago. Now, it seems like he's changed the bullhorn tattoo into a dragon tattoo or something, whatever that beast is, but it still has the horns there. And those also look like horns in that hand sign he's doing, right? Then he's got the Samoan tattoos on his other arm. Now, I read some article about his tattoos. He said something like he gets his power from these. These tattoos represent the power he gets. Dwayne Johnson tops list of world's highest paid actors. For the second year in a row, earning $87.5 million in 2020. Wow. Black Adam, all right, nearly 5,000 years after he was bestowed with the almighty powers of the Egyptian gods and imprisoned just as quickly Black Adam Johnson is freed from his earthly tomb, the Abyss, ready to unleash his unique form of justice on the modern world. Sounds like Revelation 9. He's coming out of the Abyss and unleashing justice on the modern world. That is Revelation 9. I have a video about that that I just made. Black Adam, the counterfeit Adam, the pseudo Adam, the imitation Adam, the imitation new Adam, the Antichrist, freed from his abyss. Fantasy, sci-fi. I think this is more of a documentary, to be honest. This is not even fiction. Black Adam with the lightning bolt. We'll take a look at a few verses about lightning bolts. His appearance was like lightning, his clothes white as snow. Now, that's talking about the angel at the tomb of Jesus. But his appearance was like lightning. And then in Luke, he says, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Right? So spiritual beings have this lightning type of language associated with them. And for as the lightning flashes, so will the Son of Man be in his day. So Jesus also has lightning language associated with him as well, right? So when spiritual beings enter our world, there's a lot of lightning type imagery going on. So the rock here in this Black Adam is a spiritual being coming to earth like lightning, possibly even referring to Satan. And the pyramids and the two columns, right? The two columns of Freemasonry. And you even got that kind of shadow thing going on. Above is below.
Man boobs.
Now here's the double eagle symbolism that you see in all the countries around the world in Freemasonry. And they're not really eagles, are they? They're winged entities, and that's what a dragon is. They're dragons, right? The dragon can be symbolized by eagles. So you got the two-headed dragon, the Androgyne. That's the Baphomet, basically, sitting on his throne, surrounded by a circle, Stargate symbolism. The dragon's coming out of the abyss, right? To judge the world. The anti-hero. See, this is Apollyon Abaddon. This is the angel of death and judgment. Dwayne Johnson as Black Adam, DC's latest anti-hero, right? The anti-hero like the Antichrist. Now, this trailer, they say you can be the destroyer of this world, right? That's Apollyon. That is Apollyon. Revelation 9, Abaddon in Hebrew. Or you can be its savior, right? The Antichrist. But God is the one who lets him out of the abyss to bring judgment on this world, to judge the unbelievers. So God doesn't control what he does, but God lets him out of the abyss so that he can do what he's going to do. Like a scorpion on the back of a frog. So Adam, the Black Adam, now maybe they're talking about the Adam Kadmon, the first human who was created androgynous. Maybe the Rock was created androgynous. And now the Rock, just his name alone, it's basically a blasphemous name as the Antichrist who likes to speak blasphemies. The Lord is my rock, my God, my rock. So is the Rock saying that he's God? The horn of my salvation, right? The horn. He's got horns tattooed on his body. For who is God but the Lord? Who is a rock except our God? No, Dwayne Johnson is the Rock. Didn't you know that? They got to rewrite the Bible. Dwayne Johnson is the Rock. Apparently, he's a divine androgyne. The cosmic androgyne, the Adam Kadmon, the Black Adam. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. Dwayne Johnson is the everlasting rock, isn't he? He's the highest paid actor for the second year in a row. They drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. I thought the rock was Dwayne Johnson. Daniel chapter 2. The rock's wife's name is Daniel. The dream of Nebuchadnezzar. A stone. A rock, a stone was cut out by no human hand, and it struck the image on its feet, the image of iron and clay, and broke them into pieces. Now this stone, we realize later, represents Christ. Now here's Psalm 118. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. Now the word salvation in Hebrew and Aramaic is actually Yeshua. It means salvation, which is the Aramaic name of Jesus. In Greek, it's Jesus. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. And we see that they quote this in the New Testament also, direct quote, and they're referring to Yeshua. Or in modern English, we say Jesus. Not a big deal, just a different language. Everyone's name is pronounced differently in different languages, including your name and my name. For false Christ, all right, the Greek says pseudo-Christ, pseudo-Christoi, pseudo-Christ. Pseudo-Christ is a false Christ. Pseudo-Christ, anti-Christ, false Messiah, spurious Messiah. Black Adam is the destroyer or the savior of this world. A new type of human, a new species of human, a new race of human, known as the cosmic androgyne, comparing himself to God and to Jesus. But like Adam, they transgressed the covenant. There, they dealt faithlessly with me. See that? You transgress the covenant if you're faithless. So now, if we have faith, you're in covenant. That's what God has always been looking for, is faith. There is obedience attached to faith as well, right? Real faith results in changed actions. So the original Adam transgressed the covenant, brought death upon the world, and we need to be reborn in the new Adam. But what about the black Adam? There's a lot of Adams going on now. Now let's take a look at a few other verses. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. First Adam, second Adam. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. In Christ, right? Those who are in Christ, the old Adam and the new Adam. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, which is Christ, became a life-giving spirit. Now, what about the black Adam? The black Adam is the pseudo-Christ, the Antichrist. The black Adam is giving us an artificial spiritual body. It's an imitation life-giving spirit, perhaps administered through injections. I don't know.
Get vaccinated.
Nakash. To hiss, to whisper a magic spell. Magic, sorcery, pharmakia, right? See that? To hiss, for example, to whisper a magic spell, that's the serpent. That's what that word means, nakash, the serpent. Very similar to the definition of pharmakia, by the way. So even in Genesis 3, we have a bit of pharmakia going on. The serpent deceiving Adam and Eve, saying that you will be like God.